clip this on, you see? Okay, so you go ahead and tell me about this, how it started, huh?
Well, you know, the beginning of this, beginning English. The all, you know, these nationalities came on this island, you know. These old people, you know, their language, you know, they get one language barrier. And, you know, they have to communicate. Now, you get a Japanese, the Chinese, the Hawaiian, the Filipino, Puerto Rican, Portuguese, you know. They get a hard time to communicate. And the way how they talk, they have to, you know, express themselves and with motion. And they have to, what do you call that, find one way where they can really, you know, understand each other. So you get plenty of things, you know, in common of those people. Like, you know, when you know, when they tell down below, those old people, you don't understand.
Down below?
Down below.
Down below. What's that mean?
Well, down.
Oh, down below.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
You see?
And,
you get them, you get to stay with them. You get to understand, you know, if you mingle with them all the time. But if you don't mingle with them, you're out.
Yeah, I get you. So
that's how this pidgin English came out.
Yeah.
And then the young ones learn how the older ones speak. That's how you get it.
But do you reckon that pidgin is the same for everybody? Like, for instance, a lot of old, I was talking to this old Japanese guy, and he was saying things like, you know, me Honolulu stop. Now, that's not the same as the thing. You would never say that. Vic would never say that.
The local people over here, the ones that are born and raised, well, they went to school.
Yeah.
And they learn how to speak English.
They're comfortable?
No, it's compulsory in school.
Yeah.
Now you're talking to me. I'm on a, well, I'm 45 years old now, and I come from the younger generation where we had some education. But these old people that came down from the Orient, and you know, in Europe, well, they're not educated.
Yeah, I know.
So what they know. And what they learn, you know, among the people over here. That's what, you know, the way how they speak. That's how the pidgin language came in. And, you know, in school.
In school, they beat you if you talk pidgin in class, or what?
Well, right.
Lickings, or?
No. My time when I was going to school, you cannot speak pidgin English.
What happened to anybody who...
But when you come out,
oh sure,
all the works.
They can't stop you.
But now, nowadays, well, I got children going to high school, and once upon a time they had a trouble, and even the vice principal, they talk pidgin to him.
Yeah.
You can figure that out.
Yeah, really.
No, that's why, you know, this learning institution, you know, nowadays. Very different, you know. The schools, they're out when they...
I'm going to check some... anyway, which school you went to? Is it here in...
Kawa High School.
Oh, in Kawa. Was that?
Island.
Downlihui.
Yeah. Downlihui, yeah.
Oh, that was there in 20 years ago, huh? When did they start that school?
Oh, way back. I think before the 1900s.
Really?
Before.
So long.
Yeah.
So long.
That's pretty long.
Yeah.
And that place is, they building new schools. I mean, new buildings over there. And that at that time that high school was a wreck. Mm-hmm. It's just a gym that was good.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that place, you know,
mm-hmm.
the termites.
Oh yeah, really?
That's why, you know,
yeah,
a lot of difference now,
mm-hmm.
a lot of difference.
Yeah.
Because you have that place there. You know, they're building new buildings and
mm-hmm.
the structure
uh-huh.
is different there.
Yeah.
Modern.
What was the school like when you were a kid? I mean, were the teachers like, they were good?
I think they were all right.
You think they were pretty fair?
Sure. They were good because...
What kind of teacher you had in those days? Japali? What kind of teacher they were?
Well, all kind of nationality.
All at all times.
Haole, Japanese,
uh-huh.
Hawaiian.
Mm-hmm.
And those days, you see mostly Orientals, teachers.
Yeah.
But a lot of Portuguese and Haoles, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer the Haoles.
Oh, yeah? Why is that? Any special reason?
Well, that much I can tell you. They're not the rough as the ones that was born and raised over here.
How you mean? Not so strict?
No, they're not as rough.
Oh, rough?
Because the ones that was born and raised over here know the people too well over here.
Ah. Uh-huh. Like you mean you know, can't get away
they
with
give
it.
You the hard knocks
yeah.
in school. Which
yeah.
you cannot do today.
Yeah. I see. Yeah.
That's why, you know, this, not like now the schools, the kids get too much freedom.
Yeah. Hey, you didn't have any of this? There wasn't any kind of paint sniffing or smoking dope, anything in your time, right?
No dope.
When did that come in?
Well, these kids from the mainland that came in, these so-called hippies.
Oh, that was it, huh?
That was the start over here. And then they mixed with the local kids. They're the one that ruined this place.
Really, you think?
Uh-huh. Yeah. You go down the beach, you know, you see a lot of them nude.
Yeah, not close though.
Before the old days, you know. You know these missionaries that came in?
Mm-hmm.
You know the Hawaiians?
Mm-hmm.
Nude, eh?
Yeah.
They get something like maybe only the malo.
Mm-hmm.
The ladies get a grass skirt, bare up.
Yeah.
They teach the Hawaiians how to use clothes.
Mm-mm.
And today, what? They come right back nude.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things hard to understand.
Mm-hmm. You really think that, like, local people copy these hippies, huh?
Yeah, they do.
Why?
Those
Why do they think it's smart?
The younger ones.
Yeah. Why do they think it's smart to carry on like that, didn't it?
Well, I can tell you this much. You know, they go with a time.
Mm.
You look like rock and roll music. At my time, we used to get those big brass bands.
Yeah, I know.
And we used to dance with Art, Jitterbug.
Mm.
Boogie Woogie,
yeah.
Tango,
yeah.
Rumba,
yeah.
Those is all art. But when you come to the music nowadays, and you see how these kids they dance how you feel.
You mean they don't have any kind of...
No meaning at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like going back to Africa. You watch the movies, you know.
Mm-mm.
You watch a TV show when you get the National Geographic, you know, over the TV.
Mm.
You look how those Negroes dance, those black people.
Yeah.
You compare them with our kids over here.
Mm. Yeah, same kind of thing.
Never make it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think kids get in more trouble nowadays, like getting into more fights or getting into more
trouble now?
With the police and that kind of thing. And they used to
I think so. My time, when you steal, and you get caught, brother, you had it.
Yeah, they really put you.
It's a big offense. Mm-mm. And you, everybody see you, and you know, in the plantation camps, everybody know each other. Mm-mm. And when you do something wrong, you had it. Everybody look down on you. Mm-hmm. Like now, you know, the population is bigger. And getting bigger yet.
Yeah.
All this stuff what they're doing. Drugs, stealing, killing. That makes sense.
Yeah.
People are immune to those things already. Because it's too much.
Yeah.
You go in Honolulu. When you stay in Honolulu, you can look at the papers. You look at the obituaries. You try to see young people in their 20s, 30s, shot, you know, died because they got shot.
Even here.
They found them someplace else. Maybe in a cane field or maybe up the hills. No. You can figure out that. That's all dope. Dope and money, you know. Records.
You think when guys fight nowadays, there's no more up and up? You think if they beef, there's no more up and up? You think it's all kind of like 2-1, 3-1, and that kind of
Well, thing? I've been a fighter, you know.
Oh, yeah?
When I was young, my teenage days, I've been a street fighter. And I was a boxer. Well, I fought the tops, you know.
Really?
In the state.
What weight you fight at?
I fought the flyweight and bantamweight.
You know a guy called Jovellano up in Capa?
Yeah, yeah.
He's a boxer too. I know him.
Yeah. He was a fighter way back before me.
Yeah.
But in my time.
What was the toughest fight you ever had?
You mean
well, in the ring or out of it?
In the ring.
Or out of it.
Well, in the ring, I had tough fights.
Yeah.
But my second fight was a good one.
Oh, yeah? What happened?
Because I was in high school, and I had the age already to fight in the tournament.
Yeah.
I was 18. And this fellow was a runner-up in Pearl Harbor. And he came down to work for Hawaiian Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
And then his girlfriend was in high school. They tell me that I'm going to get knocked out. And I was sure scared, boy, before I went in the ring. I went in the ring shaking.
Yeah.
The first blow I had, I went down. I came up on no count. Before, you don't have the automatic, you know, 8 count.
I know.
So what happened was, I came up, and then he rushed me. But you know, when you are a conditioned athlete, you can take the punishment. He rushed me. He had it one on himself.
Yeah.
I really time him, you know, I stepped back and I gave him a body blow. And I got him, you know, on the liver. He went down too. Well, he came up. I had him down again. After that, he was running around the ring, you know.
Yeah.
I was chasing him all the way. Second round, third round, same thing. So I was awarded the fight.
Good. Yeah.
But that year was a good year for me.
Yeah.
Because I was in school.
Are you still at high school in there?
I was in high school in...
What grade are you in then?
49. I supposed to be 49 grad. I was supposed to be earlier. But my younger days, I was kind of naughty. Because when I got out of grammar school, I was already 16.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I was already 16.
Yeah? Wow.
was, I was kind of a rascal.
Yeah.
We used to ride the horses. We used to steal the horses, you know.
Yeah?
No, the plantation horse.
Yeah, I know.
But
just to ride them.
They used that to round up cattle.
Mm.
But we made our own bridles, homemade bridles.
Yeah, yeah.
And we learned how to ride that horses.
Mm-hmm.
Bareback.
Yeah.
They bring the horse to rest up in the pasture. Mm. No dice. It's more skinny than when they bring them back.
Yeah.
So they was thinking, see, something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But already, when you get squealer in a bunch, you know, guys that talk outside, well, they cowboys, you know.
Mm.
One of my buddies, the brother, was a cowboy.
Yeah.
And he caught on a score. You know what he did? Down the head cowboy. And they, you know, when we stay home from school, they call the cops on us.
Oh no. Shit.
They cannot find us.
Wait,
because the cop, those days, very few policemen, you know. And you don't have much trouble on here before. You don't have trouble. Well, it's part of growing up.
Yeah, sure.
The kids, but those days, World War II, well, let copy come in at Model A. That's it. They call it half body.
Yeah.
Then you know that cook, and then he seen us. He blow the whistle. Boy, we up the hills with that horse. That horse, boy, you see nothing but sweat.
Yeah.
And we take off the bridle, you know.
Yeah.
Let the horses go.
Did they ever find them again?
Huh?
They ever found them?
No. That place, they go right back to where we took them from.
Oh.
Because it has a pasture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But before we can ride any horse, we have to get one horse. And there was one that we could catch all the time, you know. That.
Mm.
He's tame.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one that we used to round up the other horses. Mm-hmm. And that one we let loose afterward.
Oh, yeah?
Because it's too tame. We want the frisky ones.
Yeah, more fun.
Pretty good riders, you know.
Yeah, really? You never rode in a horse race, huh?
No.
Mm.
Not that... we don't have horse racing
over there. We don't have racing. Just chicken fights.
Chicken fight. Hunting, fishing, that's about the only thing over here. But, the richer people, they go golfing and they do all kind of sort of stuff.
You're a fisherman?
Yeah.
Got a boat?
I have a boat.
Uh-huh.
But I used to go for big game, you know.
Oh, am I?
Marlin. Yeah. Yellowfin tuna.
Really?
And then I used to work for a commercial boat a little while.
Uh-huh.
We used to drop line.
What's the biggest fish you ever caught?
The biggest fish? 683-pound marlin.
Oh, man. How long you fight you?
Oh, that one was... they timed me 48 minutes.
Yeah.
But... You know, the moment that fella, you know, came on the side, we blow him.
Yeah.
You know. Because he hit the end of the line saver, you know, you have that, you know, marlin line, you have to get a little long, you know, because, you know, when he put, the line is wrapped around the body, you know, and then if you have that, that crown or that, what we call soji over here. You know what is suji?
No, what was that?
That's that fishing gut, you know that...
Oh, I know.
We use that damil and...
Yeah, I know.
You know, the tail catch on it.
Mm.
You know.
Yeah.
It'll cut them. It's like a razor, you know.
Yeah, sure.
With a tension.
Mm. Yeah.
So I get my line. I got an extension.
Mm.
My plugs are. Well, I have about 5 feet of line in my plugs.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I get that extension.
Mm-hmm.
14 feet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't get a. You get less chance of getting a cut line.
Yeah.
Because you have to get the length where that marlin cannot catch the tail.
Yeah.
You know, on that line.
Not slice it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So in 48 minutes you got it.
48 minutes, but. He was a big fella.
Yeah.
You know when you see marlin over the TV, you know.
Yeah.
You know when you see pictures, you know.
Yeah.
The ones that live clear out of the water.
Yeah, I know.
They're small.
Really? Big one can't leap?
Big ones won't come up like that. They don't come up like that. The big ones, usually only half of the body.
Mm.
You know. You see them tail walk.
Oh.
Over the water.
Like a dolphin.
Yeah.
I've seen dolphin do that. I've never seen marlin do that.
And marlin, you know, when he cannot go way up, you know. You know, he's a big fella.
Yeah, yeah. Shit, I see that.
And I got a 16-footer, you know. To bring in a big fish like that, and you have to tie him on the side.
Yeah, you couldn't get him in. Yeah, so.
No, I help
you, man.
I bring him in with my boat.
You,
you know, I tow him. I tow him.
But you know the trouble, they wait. If you put them over the side, you got trouble with shark. Shark come after it.
So far, while fishing, the only time a shark steal fish from me is, well, you get the bonito in Cabo Cabo. They call it bonito in the mainland.
Yeah.
And
I know.
It's pretty rough, you know, when they start the. Snapping the fish, you know, on a hook.
No. Uh-huh.
Because next thing you know, the fish shift and you cannot find them.
Yeah.
Then you have to depend on the bird, especially the bonito. You don't see much birds around the place.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes no birds at all.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the drop-offs, when you hit it 40 to 60 fathom deep, on a blind run, that's where you get them.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Yeah. So, I know the water's pretty good on this island, but the skill of fishing is, you know, you have to learn, you have to go long ways to really learn the skill of fishing. When you get a million people come down, or they get tournament, you always have the skipper, you know, to watch over them, and you know, tell them, you know, and they, you get experienced keeper.
Mm.
But when you go fish alone,
like
what I did one time, Nepali Coast, that was 600 pound even, that marlin that I caught. I had to drag that fish all the way to Kikaha.
Yeah. Really? That's a long way.
Well, you know, that time, I was alone on my boat. And some other boys from Kikaha, I mean not Kikaha, but Kolo, they went, you know, they invited me to go out, you know, so we can see each other, you know, in case we get trouble, well, we tow each other. So I went and I had a bug that time. We went down that way and, well, they got bigger boat, bigger motor, they faster. They seen the bird pile. I was going behind them too, and I was really going too. Next thing you know, my reel went. I look behind and big thing. So the only thing I could do is head downwind and try to bring them back where, you know, work my way back. Same time fighting that big thing alone by myself.
Jeez.
But I never take out that pole from that holder. Because I have no time. Now, when I got that bugger knockout, Well, it took me about 3 hours.
Mm.
And yeah. Those guys came back. Mm. That bird pile, they went in. The fish wasn't biting.
Mm.
So when they came back, they told me, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I won a prize with that.
Yeah.
Because I was in the fishing club.
Mm-hmm.
And then a lot of times, you know,
mm-hmm.
I got plenty of experience.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time I went fishing alone.
You never felt sometimes when something like that happened, you know, maybe you weren't going to make it back? You ever feel that?
No.
Never? You always need to make it.
You have to get confidence in yourself.
Yeah.
Anything what you do.
Yeah.
If you think you're going, you're not going to make it, forget it.
Yeah.
That's right.
I believe you.
You got to get confidence.
Yeah.
Because I can strip one motor out in the ocean.
Mm.
Because of Coast Guard law, you know, you gotta bring tools, you gotta bring life jacket, you have to bring everything.
Mm.
And then you don't go away. You feel gonna run out.
Mm.
Yeah. I pack 40 gallons when I go out.
Yeah.
Oh, I cannot burn that. From dark to dark, you cannot burn all that.
No way.
You don't motor.
Mm.
Because I cross too, I go down Nihau when my son used to fish with me.
Mm-hmm. What's it like on Nihau? You been on the island?
Yeah.
They allow people on there? I thought nobody's allowed on
there. Well, the part of Nihau where I go,
uh-huh.
Nobody around there.
I see, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We hardly land. That's what picking up is.
Yeah, yeah.
But a lot of time when we are on the coastline, you see the cowboys, you know.
Hmm.
Oh.
It's all Hawaiians.
On the whole, yeah.
It's all Hawaiians.
Hawaiians.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but Hawaiians over there.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and they, I don't think they are pure Hawaiians. Mm. But some of them are Japanese mix.
Oh, yeah?
Chinese. Some, the Hawaiians are dying race over here.
Yeah. Over here, but I thought over there, maybe they got pure ones.
No.
No.
They get pure.
Uh-huh.
But very few. Not like the olden days. Hey, Hawaiians are dying race.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got married, different nationality. You find Hawaiians over here.
Mm-hmm.
With white last name, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, plenty. Mm-hmm. And Chinese too. Plenty Hawaiian Chinese.
Hawaiian Chinese, and you find them white because the people that came over here, you find them, a lot of them that they part German, you know.
Yeah, maybe.
Because the beginning, they had Germans, Portuguese, you know, all. They came here first before the Orientals.
Yeah. Mind you never meet a guy, you see, meet plenty of guys say they're Portuguese. You ever meet a guy who says he's German?
Not a mixture over here.
Yeah, no pure ones, huh?
Pure. Well, the pure are you. Portuguese you find pure.
Yeah, but not German.
German?
Mm-mm.
No, there's some.
Oh, yeah, well. I never meet one yet.
Yeah.
In here in
Canada? No, the old timers. There's some old timer yet.
Yeah.
That I know of. German.
Uh-huh. Really? I didn't know that.
And you know, the Germans and the Hawaiians, you know, they cross.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't see much Portuguese and Hawaiian, you know.
No.
But you see Chinese Hawaiian and you see Japanese Hawaiian.
Mm.
You see?
Yeah.
The Filipinos, they're the late ones over here.
Mm-hmm.
And even these Puerto Ricans, they, you know, when they came in before, and you look them now, they cross with other nationality because.
Your mother and father both born in the Philippines, huh?
Philippines, yeah.
Yeah. And when you were a kid or now, do they still alive?
My father is still alive.
They speak Filipino language in the home, huh?
Yeah.
Do you?
I can speak Filipino fluently.
Which language? Tagalog, is that it?
Ilocano.
Mm-hmm. And you speak it?
I can speak.
You use it much nowadays?
Or? Just with my father.
That's all.
But you have, you get these people from the Philippine Islands.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of these young immigrants, you know.
Yeah.
So, a lot of time, you know, you think you don't know what they're talking about.
Mm.
I'm the one that really get them going, you know.
Hmm?
When they start talking, I start talking with them too.
Yeah, in
Canada. Yeah.
They don't understand you?
No, they understand. We talk fluently.
Oh.
They get good fun.
Yeah.
But they surprised because they see a lot of local people that cannot talk.
Yeah.
Well, over here, they don't have Filipino school like the Japanese, you know, they have Japanese school. And they teach the kids, you know, how to talk their language. But over here, they never did get Filipino school.
Yeah.
And that's where the fun come in, you know, when you get these local kids over here, you know, talk Filipino.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when they're born and raised over here.
Yeah.
But my parents was old-fashioned type, so
yeah,
I cannot communicate with them in English.
Mm.
It's either broken English or Filipino. But I rather communicate with them in Filipino because
it's easier for them.
Mm. Easier for them and easier for me.
Yeah.
That's the difference.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
You see.
Yeah.
That's pretty rough, you know, when you have to learn. I had one brother, he's in San Jose now.
Mm.
And in fact, my two youngest brothers.
Mm-hmm.
When they went to school, kindergarten,
yeah,
they couldn't speak English.
No. Man, that's tough for them. How they make out?
Well, you know, kindergarten, you know, they mingle and they start learning.
They pick it up piece, huh?
Yeah, and they came pretty bright students.
Oh, yeah?
So, I fixed them up.
Yeah.
I sent them to San Jose State College.
Oh, you did? Great. And they're getting on okay, huh?
No, they want my kids.
Yeah.
They want my kids up there.
Oh, yeah?
They go to college up there, too.
Yeah.
But my oldest one.
How many you have?
I had six. I have five now.
Five? Uh-huh.
My oldest one died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I lost him last year.
Really? Wow.
In June.
Yeah.
He shot himself.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You know, he passed his examinations for San Jose State.
Yeah.
And my brother was waiting for him over there. And then all of a sudden he changed his mind. And then, because he met a Portuguese girl.
Yeah.
And then he was supposed to be married this past December.
Yeah.
And they were engaged and I don't know what happened to them, but
you have a fight or something.
My best big gun.
Shit. He didn't leave a note, though.
Nothing. I don't allow him to use guns.
You sure it couldn't have been an accident? How do you know it was suicide? He's, maybe he could be fooling around with the thing. You know?
Well, he stick the barrel of the gun in his mouth.
Oh. Yeah, I guess there's not much argument there. But it's funny because people usually leave a note. They don't usually just, you know.
Well, I guess, you know, this kind of... Hey, I don't think a normal person can take his own life if his mind don't snap.
I think must have been something like that.
His mind must have snapped.
I'm sorry to hear that. How old was he?
18.
God, just a young
and he was thinking of getting married.
Just at the beginning of his life.
Well, he had pretty good savings.
Yeah.
Because... Since when he was a baby, you know, we were making, you know, all my children, they have a saving.
Yeah.
And that saving was for the education.
Yeah.
And then he used to be my crew.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Yeah.
In fact, he was only 13 when he pulled up his big fish.
Jeez.
Yellowfin tuna, 240 pound plus.
Wow.
And he was the best crew I ever get. But you know, after when he started working, you know,
yeah,
part time,
yeah,
then I used to sell my fish and half of the money that we make, I used to put them in his saving in the bank. Mm-hmm.
You working here at the factory, right?
I work as a welder.
Oh, you were a welder.
Uh-huh. I'm a welder, journeyman by trade. Mm-hmm. That's my job.
Yeah.
And now we're stuck because we already work for 2 days.
I heard that on the radio. Yeah.
And 2 days, it's costing me over $75-$80, you know.
Man.
That's how much I get paid for 2 days.
Yeah.
And my house rent is sky high.
Yeah.
Not rent, but my note. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, man, that's really interesting. I don't want to keep you too long. Let's get back and have a little beer. That was nice. Thanks a lot. That's really the kind of stuff we want to hear. That's terrific. Let's go back and I'll get one or the other. I'll be good.
I tell you now.
Yeah.
No, right now I'm gonna tell you this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
These boys over here.
Yeah.
And myself.
Mm-hmm.
We're educated over here.
Yeah.
You see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the way I talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too bad of a pleasing you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get the right ones,
mm-hmm.
they can really go.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mingle with white people.
Yeah.
A lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I mingle with, you know, this
mm-hmm.
upper bracket. And I've been a 4-H leader.
Yeah.
I've been at the mill.
Yeah.
I go all over.
Yeah.
And, when the English comes up, you get.
Yeah.
It's different, you know.
I know that. Mm-hmm.
But like now, you get these boys talking to you in pidgin.
Mm.
It's pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because they can look up to you.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
No, you get two boys that talk pidgin.
Yeah.
Talking story.
I go boom. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you get a works.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, I tell you, this stuff, this pidgin, it's good to hold.
We want
to
turn over. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we finished now.
Sorry.
We finished now. We just
because you know why? This other two boys was telling me they're not putting it.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Okay. Okay. Wait a minute, I've got to turn over the thing because we've got to. Only I'm going to be on taking the fish.
Oh,
you've got to go to
more. Hey, look at it already.
Okay.
Hi. If you don't mind, I'd like to clip this thing onto your pocket or something, so that or the front of your little. Well, actually, this is.
Oh, okay.
If that's not doesn't get in your way,
yeah,
you know. Because that kind of picks up the sound a lot better.
Okay.
Uh huh. Now then, you were born right here in Pihu, is that right? Or
Puhi.
Puhi.
Yeah.
You were born in Puhi. You went to school where in the high school down here?
Yeah, go high school.
Uh huh. Yeah. When was that? How long ago?
I graduated in '67.
Oh, that's quite recently. Yeah. You have an ex brother? You have his younger brother, huh?
Just close friend.
Oh, I thought you were his brother. Oh, shit. I'm getting you mixed up.
The other guy.
Oh, the guy sitting, not the guy sitting next to him.
On the left.
Yeah, he said he had two brothers and the two brothers were coming, but I guess that's only one could come. So you only just got out of school, about 5 years ago, huh? 6 years.
Just about.
Yeah. Tell me something. When you passed school, already there was this thing about smoking dope and sniffing glue and all this kind of thing. Or hadn't that started when you quit?
Well, that thing was going around already.
Already it started. I want to find out when this thing happened and why. What do you think started it?
Well, I don't know. It must be the newcomers. I mean, you know. So.
Yeah.
Well, I guess because you know, and plus you read about it.
Yeah. There was a lot of it though when you were still there.
Oh, not.
Not a lot.
Not like now.
No. You think it's increasing?
Very much.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tell me what when you were at school, how you got on with the teachers? You think they were fair? Reasonable? You have trouble?
I guess, yeah. No, I mean.
Mm-mm. You're still a little doubtful about that.
I don't know right then. No, I was just trying to think, you know.
Uh-huh. Like,
what situation?
Yeah.
It was all right.
Who is the teacher you like most?
My football coach.
Oh, good, yeah. Uh-huh. Why? What was he like?
No, he was a up and up guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Play ball with him. You know. Give and take.
Yeah. And who is the one you like least?
Least? Gee, I don't really know right off hand.
Oh, no special one. Did you ever used to play any tricks on teachers? Like, you know, kind of do funny things behind their back or any kind of games that you used to play?
In grade school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In grade school, not in high school.
No, not in
grade school. More in grade school. What kind of thing the kids do in there? What sort of thing? If a kid in a grade school in Hawaii wants to play a trick on a teacher, what kind of thing would they do?
Not like, you know, he would put like maybe paste on his chair or something like
that. Oh, yeah?
You know, stuff like that.
So he gets his seat stuck.
Huh? Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But over here, you know, like public schools over here. Like I've been to a private school. I've been in a public school.
What do you reckon is the difference? You know.
Oh, there's a big difference.
Discipline.
Yeah. Discipline. Yeah.
What's it? You mean the private school? What?
Toughness? No, the private school is more like you know. To me, the students have more respect.
Uh huh. But is that because they you know kind of more strict? They give them lickings or what?
Yeah, I guess. Like in a public school, man, you just go, you know.
Yeah.
You just do your thing. If you want to swear at the teacher, you swear at the teacher. So.
Mm-hmm. Teacher never do anything bad?
Yeah, but, you know, for nothing.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. What do you think it's like in school? A lot of kids now say that there's no more up and up. If you beef with somebody, he just as soon take a rock or a knife or something. They got no kind of rules for fair fight and that kind of thing. You think that's true?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in school a long time.
Well, when you were there, would you say, did you have any kind of, you know, say rules like for...
when I was in school,
we up and up in a fight, you know, the things you could do or couldn't do.
Well, we used to beef up and up, I mean.
Sure. Uh-huh. But what were the rules for up and up like? I mean, you know, not to underbomb, what kind of thing?
Well, just like, you're supposed to understand it already. I mean, up and up, you just throw up and up, and none of these, you know, I mean, Like, you can call your fight. I mean, like, rough and tumble or whatever.
Yeah, but guy in Carpa the other day told me a funny thing. He said, you know, he's in school often, he got into fights all the time, and he said he got his face scratched up. I said, scratched? He said, yeah, people use their nails.
Oh, that's not open.
I never seen
I never
this
seen
is a, this is a guy, he must have been in school maybe 20, 30 years ago. I don't know if it's different.
I don't know. But if you're talking about gang fighting, that's different. I mean,
oh, you have that too?
Yeah.